All right. I'm an act named Jimmy. First things first, I'd like to thank Almighty God for allowing me again just for today, not waking up dope sick. You know, an addict's asking me this all the time. Why, Jimmy, you can always start your talks off with thanking Almighty God for not for allowing you to not wake up dope sick. And it's something that's instinctive in me because of the ass whooping. And I'm serious, man. And if you don't understand being dope sick, then I can't explain it no more than that. Because everything that's took place in my life today, everything jumps from no more dope. Everything. So I'm real grateful, man, to be alive and to be an active part of my recovery and an active part of the gift of life. If anyone sitting in this workshop claims addict status like me, if you claim addict status and you're sitting in this workshop right now, then you too, like myself, have met the requirement for grace. I want to thank the committee, Chesapeake Atomic Regional Convention Committees, and the subcommittee members for asking me to come back to Ocean City. And the invite is marvelous, man. You know, I got so many friends up here on this East Coast area, man. I mean, like, it's marvelous to always come this way. Me and my good friend, you know, not just sponsee. We grow spiritually in here, Randy. We get to a point where it be, you know, titles go out the window. My good friend, Robert C. from Cleveland. Yeah, we traveled together. We had a beautiful flight up here and rented an old pretty car. Oh yeah, man. I'm gonna get to the topic, Eric, because it's all about miracles. But I got to understand what a miracle means. We was able to rent a pretty old red Mustang 2011. Drove up here and it reverted me back. I'm gonna tell the fucking truth. It reverted me back to the old ways. Yeah, because this is convertible. And it's candy red. And it's ours for 3 days. And I popped in too short. And I'm just telling the fucking truth, man. Well, you know, look here, man. Those who have heard my story know that I shared the truth about Jimmy today. And Jimmy, who was Jimmy prior N.A. That thank God for the miracle. Don't leave 5 minutes before the miracle. Because before the 5 minutes, Jimmy came to y'all according to the third step. According to the third step, by a power greater than myself that brought me to y'all. And when God brought me to y'all, he brought a guy who was 44 years old, never had worked a job in his whole entire life, came in here with do-rags on my head, wearing dark shades at candlelight meetings, listening to shit like Too Short. That's how I came here. Straight off the curb, man. Straight out the penitentiary. Shit. Now I'm talking about, look, I'm just setting the plate for the miracles that I'm going to share with y'all about. That's how God brought me to y'all. Didn't know nothing about right living. Knew nothing about how to quit using drugs. Knew nothing about healthy relationships. Knew nothing about spiritual maturity. Knew nothing about how to mend and heal severed relationships with the 5 kids who I helped born to this world. Nothing about that. Fast forward for the newer members in here. Fast forward right now for the newer members in here, because our message is a message of hope. A message of hope. I hold the same job now going on 18 years, haven't missed a beat. Haven't missed a beat. Worked the same job. The job that I got when I had like 35 days clean. They took a chance. We talking about in here, thank you for taking a risk. That's bullshit in NA. We don't take no risk because we know your fucking story. If your story ain't the worst story you done heard, then you might use again. Your story better become the worst story you ever heard, not mine. So my story became the worst story I ever heard. I didn't know how to live. That was bad enough. And then when Almighty God brought me to y'all, He set the plate. He was getting me properly ready for the miracles. Don't leave 5 minutes before the miracle happens. A divine intervention in one's life that makes one's life conditions and circumstances better. That is the definition of miracle. A divine intervention in one's life that makes one's life conditions and circumstances better. Also, extraordinary intervention in human affairs. So it was an extraordinary thing to happen to Jimmy when Jimmy woke up one day not dope sick. Extraordinary thing. Check this out. What can I do? Basic text of Narcotics Anonymous. Literature answers a lot of my questions. The real miracle. See, I had to first get to the understanding, Marie, of the real miracle. I'm serious, baby. Look here, check this out. I don't give a fuck how long God allows me to stay clean and recover in Narcotics Anonymous. If I ever lose sight on the original reason why I'm here, my ass will get waxed again. The original reason, check this out. The real miracle happens when you realize that the need for drugs has somehow been lifted from you and you have started to live. In other words, when the obsession and compulsion to use drugs has been lifted from you, and you can start to learn how to live, Jimmy. That's the real miracle. The real miracle. Because I'm telling you, if I don't be able to allow y'all, through God working through y'all, to help me to address the major problem, it ain't no way I'm going to get to the ultimate problem. The major problem was my uncontrollable use of drugs. The major problem. The real miracle gives birth to multitudes of miracles. So once y'all allowed me through the keep coming back process, I'm talking about the literature coming alive now, Eric. The literature coming alive, not just reading it orally and verbalizing that shit. Make this shit jump out the book and come alive in your personal life. The real miracle, when the obsession and compulsion to you, we hear addicts shared in meetings all over the country. You go to an NA meeting, you might hear an addict say, I don't know when the obsession was lifted from me, but I can't name the time or the day when it happened, but it happened. It makes no difference when it happened, just that it happens. I'm telling you, Carl, the real miracle for me happened when the obsession and compulsion was lifted from me, and I no longer had a need or a want or a desire to go shoot dope in my motherfucking body no more. And I'm putting a specific thing on a specific drug right now because that's all I knew. You follow me? As I continue to garner through the grace of mercy of God, other miracles in my life, like information. See, proper information can be a magnificent miracle for a person who is closed mind and can't receive the right information to grow and mature in this journey that they're on in recovery. We do recover. Bad boy here. We do recover. For an addict, for us, addiction is an obsession to use drugs that are destroying our lives, followed by a compulsion that forces us to continue. And not using drugs is an abnormal state for an addict to be in. Yeah, you mean to, God damn it, you mean to tell me that I've been in an abnormal state for 19 fucking years? Yeah. Yeah, but we do recover. See, we do recover. One of the miracles that happened for me through proper information was that I found out that in the literature it says in our literature that any addict who doesn't use drugs is what? A miracle. But I can't stop right there. I can't stop right there because if I stop right there, I'm going to start to take Almighty God of my understanding for granted. It says any addict not using drugs is a miracle. But in order to keep the miracle alive, we must do some things. We must continue on because IP22 says, welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. It says, we get clean, Raheem, and recover. It's a two-part process, always will be. We get clean and recover. Thank God that I'm clean today. Thank God that I stayed in the keep coming back process. Thank God that I didn't leave 5 minutes before the real miracle happened, that I stayed around long enough for Almighty God working through y'all. Working through the keep coming back process. I call the second step the keep coming back step because the second step says it's the process of coming to believe that restores us to sanity. The process. And if you're an addict like me, I'm an addict who is a creature of habit. Creatures of habit live what they believe. See, I believed in the street life. I wasn't a General Motors recovering addict. My story. Nah, it's my story. And I got to be all right with telling my story. If your story ain't the worst goddamn story you ever heard, your ass in trouble. My story. I wasn't a General Motors recovering addict. I just wasn't. I wasn't a scholastic achieving guy recovering addict. I had no whole lot of schooling. I was a street addict, man. 6 penitentiary numbers in the state of Ohio. God damn it, Eric, and one in Kentucky at LaGrange. You think I ain't grateful, man, for this program? The real miracle happened when I came here, man, unballed my fist, and I surrendered to this program. I ain't talking about the first initial surrender, surrendering to the goddamn disease. We all good at that. We all real good at the first part of a surrender process, Carl, surrendering from something. We all good at that. We very good at surrendering from something, disease. 11th step says we coming in, we surrender first to the disease of addiction. That's surrendering from something. Ass on fire. I don't want no more dope. Next paragraph says, but now we can surrender to program. Can you surrender to something now? Can you start to continue to make the miracle come alive and continue to grow, Jimmy? Can you surrender to program, not to fellowship? Thank God for y'all. Thank God for the fellowship, a society of men and women for whom drugs waxed your ass. Thank God for the fellowship, man. Fellowship goes hand in hand with working the program. The program is 12 steps and 12 traditions. And I had to get in touch with that. We stay clean and recover. Recovery is found and experienced through our 12 steps. Miracles do happen. Especially when I get in touch with the process of the 12-step journey. Miracles start to take place, man. They be popping up like popcorn. Miracles happen, man. Boy, look here. My story is between every struggle I've had since I've been clean, between every struggle, Frankie, between every struggle, there's been a blessing. Everyone. A divine intervention in one's life, which makes one's circumstances and conditions in his or her life better. Told you I never came in. I never had a job prior to NA. Came in here damn near 44 years old. Never worked a job in my whole entire life. A divine intervention. Not a human intervention. A divine intervention. Hold the same job. Now, I just shared with y'all 18 years. Getting ready to retire next year, man. Huh? I did a whole lot of time in the penitentiary, man. I missed a whole lot of good living. Because I was driven. I was driven not only by shooting heroin. We say B.C. like that. Yeah, that's before crack, but B.C. also means before clean. See, I did a lot of shit before getting clean. Huh? A lot of shit, Eric. A lot of shit. Hurt a lot of people. This program through the 12 steps gave me the opportunity to correct that shit. Mend all my relationships with my three girls and two boys. Three girls who I made tie daddy's arms up so daddy can shoot dope in his goddamn vein while they was growing up in their nurturing years. Severed relationships. Eighth and ninth step helped me to address that shit. My daughters love their daddy today. My son loves their daddy today. Severed relationships brought and mended back together through the miracle of this program. We talk about in here where the steps don't work by magic. Yes, that's true, my man. That's what it says in our basic text. Steps don't work by magic. But God damn it, in the fifth tradition, it says all our groups can do, talking about y'all, all our groups can do is plant the seed of recovery so that the magic, not mine, ours, so that the magic of empathy, love, service, caring, sharing can do its work. Not only do coincidences happen in this fellowship, man, on our journeys, there's magic in this motherfucker. There's magic. And magic is the closest thing to a miracle. But I got to believe it. I got to tap into the second step. And why I'm putting so much emphasis on the second step, when my part of telling my experience, strength, and hope through the step work, through the recovery process on my journey, man, how God has been so good to me that I'm blessed by the best. That it's the only step in our 12-step program, the only step, the second step that says what? If you pass over me with a minimum of concern, your ass is out. The rest of the steps will not work. I said we're creatures of habit. Creatures of habit live what they believe. If you believe that this program will work, it will work. Yes. If you don't believe that this program won't work for you, it won't work for you. I believed in a lifestyle prior NA. I believed in the streets. I was a committed member to insanity. Oh, yeah. I believed in the street life. I just didn't talk that shit. I believed in the street life. Yeah, I ended up doing a lot of penitentiary time, but I was a committed member to the street life, Eric. I got everything the street life was supposed to give me. Plenty of jails, institutions, and a whole lot of spiritual death. Our first step says you get jails, institutions, dereliction. What the fuck does dereliction mean? It means you're a bum. Jails, institutions, dereliction, and death. And I can get them things here clean. Yeah, I can get them things clean. That's why it was important for me, man, to continue the second part of this process in here. Recovery is found and experienced through our 12 steps. Our literature says that we stay clean and recover. Abstinence must come first. Abstinence must come first. That's a beautiful thing to tell your sponsees. But don't leave out the important part. Abstinence must come first. But if you cling on to abstinence, it soon becomes like milk. It tends to spoil. So I had to get abstinent and recover. Stay clean and recover. I had to learn about what was ailing me. I had to get proper information. First Step gave me proper information, not about you, about me, that I had a disease of addiction, that my life was rendered powerless, that my life fell apart around my feet despite all my goddamn denial and evidence to the contrary. All I need to do is just stay down, stay true to the game, my ship coming in. You know the shit we said, Eric, living in insanity. Stay true to the game, Jimmy, the game be true back to you. Never let them see you sweat. I could do time standing on the top of my head. Huh? Game ain't to be goddamn told, game's to be sold. Well, over here it's a flip-flop. Over here recovery's to be told, it ain't to be sold. I had to change my whole belief system. My whole belief system had to change. I had to come to believe in the power of y'all, the power of the spiritual literature. I had to come to believe in the power of sponsor and sponsee relationships. I had to come to believe in something other than myself for once in my life so my miracles can continue to grow and prosper. A divine intervention in Jimmy's life. A divine intervention. Almighty God of my understanding, who I came to believe in, and I made that fucking decision in the third step to turn my will and my life over to the care of, not the control of, the care of, took care of me and continues to take care of me. He works through y'all. He works through the power of the group. He works through the power of the spiritual literature. He works through the power of sponsorship, sponsee relationships. God is an awesome God in my life. But I opened my mind up and I unballed my fist and I broke the chains of denial and I allowed something greater than myself to get into my life. I kept coming back because y'all said kept coming back, keep coming back. And what happens with what my sponsor told me would happen when I had 2 years clean? He said, Jimmy, God damn it, we know you ain't walking what you talking. We hear you in the room sharing all that good profound shit, but we know your ass ain't walking that shit. But you keep coming back, let the content of your heart stay sincere. And you keep sharing good program. Keep sharing good program and let Almighty God in. And you'll wake up one day and you'll find out that the walk catches up with the talk. I just don't talk program, I live it. Mike, I live this shit. I live it, goddammit. You can follow me. I ain't the addict to tell you, don't do what I do, do as I say. Fuck that shit. If you do what the fuck I do, your ass gonna stay clean and you gonna recover. Oh yeah. It wasn't like that when I first came here. Wasn't like that at all because I was still obsessed. See, I was still obsessed to compulse with hitting good licks. First Step says, when we became beaten, we became willing. First Step tells my story in a flash. It got a paragraph in there that tells my whole recovery story in a flash. Says we reached a point. You all got to reach that point where we can no longer continue using. People, it is not talking about using men and women yet. That paragraph is not talking about, don't Jimmy twist the literature and reinvent the fucking literature. Understand it for what it really means and what it says in that chapter that it's written in. First Step, God damn it, is talking about drugs first. You got to get to the major problem before your ass can start sharing so profoundly on the ultimate problem. The defects of character and the main reason why you use dope in the first place. Quit coming in the rooms, going over the newcomers' heads, making the rooms a goddamn NA or duplex. You way up here and you losing the newcomers with that profound shit. It ain't about dope for me. Well, God damn it, only through the grace of God it may not be about dope, but you don't be working on the ultimate problem and see what it be about. Yeah, see what it be about because you had an abnormal state because, God damn it, you woke up through Almighty God clean and addicts not using is at an abnormal state. But we learn to recover. We learn to recover in here. So I came to believe in something other than myself. I got a new belief system. I believe in the program. And creatures of habit live what they believe. I believe in the program. I live the program. Recover and Relax says when we work the steps, we are living the program. So don't be confused when people be saying, man, are you working the steps yet? And you say, yes.
And they say, well, you ain't living the program yet, that you just doing step work, right? No, God damn it, quit doing that shit. The literature says when we work the steps, we are living the program. I don't know it yet, but the book says, God damn it, the steps will work long before you understand it. Just get in the process. Stay in the process. Stay in the active change and functions and series of actions, changes, and functions that bring about particular results. That's process. A series of actions, changes, and functions that bring about particular results. Action. Y'all said this is an action program. Functions. What the fuck you think this is? This convention. This is a function. Changes. Y'all said, Jimmy, if you don't change, your goddamn clean date will. A series of actions, changes, and functions that will bring about a particular result. What particular result am I looking for? Restoration. Restoration. We all need it. Restoration. Second step says that if I came to believe in something other than myself, God could. A very important word in the second step. It don't say would. It says could. Yeah, could entails, God damn it, you got to do some work. And we're going to remind you that you got to do some work when you get to your sixth step. Because your sixth step going to show you that you always wanted to be the fruits of hard work without the fucking labor. What are you willing to do, man? Quit coming to us, taking our meetings hostage, talking about I can't quit buying pussy. I can't quit buying pussy. I'm riding. I'm caught up in my defective character of lust and self-centeredness and insecurity. This is the exact nature of why I'm riding and buying pussy. Riding and buying pussy, tricking ain't no motherfucking character defect. That's a negative behavior pattern. What's the exact nature of your tricking and hoeing in N.A.? Talking about getting miracles through proper information, Eric. Huh? Yeah. So I had to get to that point, man. And I had to do the footwork. I had to quit riding at night when lust come creeping in on my goddamn flesh. Booty car hours, 12 o'clock at night. I know some of you motherfuckers can relate to what I'm saying. Yeah. And y'all taught me, said, Jimmy, when it come creeping in on you, when that defect come up, don't act on it. Don't act on it. Either you're going to serve the disease of addiction or you're going to serve recovery. You got a choice. We keep hollering that bullshit. First step gave me a choice. Well, then put the goddamn choice to work. So I called Robert. 12 o'clock at night. Robert is on me, man. I want to go. I got $6. It's on me strong, man. It's polished. The $6 will get you now polished. And especially we vulnerable and we weak, man, when she step off. Yeah. In relationships, you know how that shit work. You know, and usually it's because I love my woman more than I love my fucking self. Or I love myself more than I love my goddamn woman. I haven't learned through the recovery process to love another person equally as I love myself. Those will always be conditions for healthy relationships. The person who loves the most is always going to be the fucking powerless one. And the person who loves the least will have that semblance of control of the relationship. And those always are conditions for harm and hurt. And I'm telling you, man, I'm not sharing, Richie. I'm not sharing something I've opinionated on. I'm sharing some shit I experienced. I've been on both sides of that coin. I loved the most. My motherfucking ass was waxed when she stepped off. Because she loved the least. But I had to get into inventory, honest inventory work to find out the exact natures of this stuff, the way we behave and act. What's driving this behavior? What's driving these actions? What is the exact nature of your negative behaviors, insecurities, low self-esteem, self-centered fear? I'm afraid that I can't control the fucking relationship. I'm afraid that my miracles is dying. I'm getting ready to cut out and step out. I'm going to step off. I'm going to sabotage this relationship, Marie. I'm going to sabotage it. But a sponsor should tell me right away, don't leave 5 minutes before the miracle. The miracle may not be that she come back into your life. The miracle may be that you find yourself, man, and be all right with you. Get some goddamn true self-acceptance through 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's the real miracle. Can you really get honest in the fourth step, go to the fifth step, own up to it, acknowledge it in the fifth step, goddamn it, become entirely ready to change, goddamn it, in the sixth step, and go to God when your ass fall on your fucking face? Find out that you ain't the all one, that it's always Him. It's always Him. 5 ways, Don, that we identify Him in our literature. Higher power, capitalized H. Power greater than ourselves, capitalized P. God of our understanding. Him in the seventh step, capitalized H. It ain't a gender hit. And it in the third step with a capitalized I. 5 ways that we identify this power source in our literature. Utilize our spiritual literature. We're not talking about a title. IP22, Welcome to Narcotics Anonymous, says that you will hear God mentioned in our NA meetings. What we are referring to is a power force that makes possible what seemed impossible. Like stop using drugs. The real miracle happens when an addict has no longer have the desire or need to use drugs and find herself able to begin to live. That's the real miracle. And through that real miracle gives birth to other multitudes of miracles in our life. It's a miracle for an addict like me, man, to be working, getting ready to retire. Yeah, it's a miracle for an addict like me, man. I'm telling you, it's a miracle, man. Yeah. Look, I've worked long enough in recovery and everything in my God. I don't have no fucking life outside of N.A. I don't say that bullshit. If I go to school, get multitudes of degrees or whatever I'm doing in my personal life, it all jumps from no more dope. It all jumped from me being able to come in here and garner God's grace and mercy and proper information. You dig, for real? Your ass go to school, get more degrees, decide to go to another high level on the spiritual plane, green light from the 11th step, take your motherfucking ass to church. Get on a higher plane in your own personal life. But never, ever, never, ever put down or step away from the very thing that gave you these opportunities to live the gift of life. We ain't talking about, man, stay around the fellowship for the rest of your fucking life. That ain't what it's talking about. It's talking about never leave the program. The program is a spiritual program for a spiritual disease. I can't never leave the program, Randy, because it's the program of Narcotics Anonymous, the spiritual principles contained within the 12 steps that sets me up properly. It sets my plate properly for me to go out into the greater society. The greater society, man, and goddamn fucking live, man. Do some things. Do some things, but don't forget your 12th step. Addicts with a lot of clean time lose sight of the 12th step, man, because we're doing so well. We're feeling so well. What more will be revealed? The 10th chapter in the basic text says what we want most is to feel good about ourselves. Sometimes that can be a trap. I feel so good about my fucking self, I don't need y'all no more. I forget the 12th step. That the only you can keep what I got. God damn it, the only can keep what I got unless I give it away. And that's why I come back to the part, and I'm getting ready to shut up. That's why I come back to the part to the newcomer.
The newcomer. We say it every day at any NA meeting, man. The newcomer is the most important person at any NA meeting. But God damn it, the next word says because. It's getting ready to tell me why the newcomer is the most important person at any NA meeting. Not because they smoked up all the dope in D.C. That ain't the reason the newcomer is the most important person. Not because they remind me that the drugs and the disease is still out there. That's not the reason the newcomer is the most important person at any NA meeting. The newcomer is the most important person at any NA meeting because recovering addicts like myself, like those of you who have garnered established clean time, our ass will die if the newcomer don't keep coming back. We can only keep what we got unless we give it away. And damn it, we need someone to give it to. This is a reciprocal program. And when the newcomer keeps coming back, they'll get to a point like we got to where we come to meetings now on purpose. But we stay clean now on purpose. Let the newcomer get in that process and they'll start to come to meetings so much through the keep coming back process. Miracles happen in their life. They'll find themselves not struggling with going to meetings. They'll go when they want to go and won't be dictated by the fellowship saying you need to go. They be going because now we go to meetings on purpose. We don't use drugs on purpose. That's a hell of a freedom. Hell of a freedom. But I got to work to get to that point in my life. So I want to say this here. Y'all said, in order for me to get to any solution in my life, I got to first identify the problem. I got to identify that problem and call it by its proper name. My name is Jimmy, and I'm an addict. Thanks for listening.